delighted you've joined us here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. I'm Carl Nathy, courtside at Rupp Arena at Central Bank Center in downtown Lexington. We're bringing you live coverage of the 2024 UK Healthcare KHSAA Boys Basketball Sweet 16. This, the 106th edition of this famous tournament. Earlier today in our first game, it was Harlan County out of Region 13 knocking off the Region 4 champs and defending state champions from Warren Central. That score, Harlan County 67, Warren Central 59. Harlan County moves on to the quarterfinals along with yesterday's winners, Magoffin County, Great Crossing, Lyon County, and Adair County. An intriguing matchup coming up in 15 minutes from right now, Butler County. They are the Region 3 champions. The county seat in Butler County is Morgantown, not too far from Mammoth Cave National Park, nor not too far from Bowling Green, Kentucky. Their opponent, Evangel Christian, the Region 6 champions out of Louisville, with by far the smallest student enrollment of any team in this tournament, 37 students for Evangel Christian, but they've got a basketball team. So they'll tip off in about 15 minutes from right now on the play-by-play. It will be Dave Baker joined by Cameron Mills. The rest of the tournament shapes up tonight with two more games. Then we'll be in the quarterfinals Friday, the semis, and final on Saturday. We look forward to having you with us. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You're in, you're out, you're home. That's right, you'll be home with the greatest grocery values for your family when shopping Allen's IGA. USDA St. Louis-style pork spare ribs are specially priced for just $2.49 a pound. The 3-pound bag of Idaho russet potatoes are just 99 cents. And two 52-ounce cartons of Florida's natural orange juice are just $7. Your best grocery values are found at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. IGA.
Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is ready for spring. Ace 2-gallon home and garden sprayers are $17.99 after awards card. A 6-cubic-foot dual-wheel steel wheelbarrow is $119.99. Ace steel-tine or polytine leaf rakes are $11.99 each. Ace fiberglass handle yard and garden tools, your choice for $21.99 each. Get spring ready today at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Bloomingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop. Sweet 16 Basketball, presented in part by Citizens Bank Moorhead.
Coach Larry Miller from Evangel Christian. Larry, what's it like? First time school has been here. You guys have played a schedule to get ready for this, and it's really paid off.
Well, I'm really happy for my players. They've done a great job for me. And since the All-A final, I think we've really been focused. I think we really played hard and been a different team after that point. So last month, I think we're playing our best basketball right now.
What was it that turned it around for you in the All-A?
I don't know. Last year we won the All-A state tournament, right. And I think we were overconfident. And all summer, I was really had to be hard on these guys up until like the end of January. And then after the end of January, I rarely even have to raise my voice. So I think it took playing a really good team and being really competitive with Newport, winning overtime, but then still losing. I think they had to focus more on little things, and it helped us.
I heard you say that your guys still aren't playing as fast as you'd like them to play.
I'd like to play a lot faster. I'd like to play like like Cal's got UK playing, but we don't push the ball. Now, we worked on it a lot the last week, so hopefully we'll push it. And I think this team we play today, Butler County, such a good team, they'll try to speed us up, which is really unlike anything we've ever experienced.
That's pretty interesting, because most people talk about how Kentuckians love racehorse basketball and all this stuff and everything, but you're saying it's more difficult to get them to go fast.
It's hard to run because you've got to be in great, great shape. It takes discipline to run. And a lot of people don't realize that. And in today's, like back in the past, guys were outside playing all day, and they don't do that anymore. They're inside on video games or whatever, or in a gym somewhere just playing like a regular game, but they don't have the conditioning. So it's really got to be built into what you're trying to do.
Now, one guy that has that conditioning, according to you, is Price, and you said he could just go all day.
He can. He's a great player, and what I like about him a lot, he creates his own shot. Does a really good job of getting in the lane and beating people off the dribble. He's got some nice in-out moves and some crossovers and does some nice things.
Final thing, key for your team today?
Key for our team is to rebound and guard them on the perimeter and try to force them off the three-point line.
Coach Larry Miller from Evangel Christian, thanks. Best of luck today.
Thanks, Dave.
Appreciate you. We're coming back in a minute on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Radio Network.
Did you know milk is a natural source of electrolytes, carbs, and high-quality protein, making it one of the best beverages for hydration? Drink milk after workouts and games to help your body recover and stay hydrated longer. This season, we proudly announce the Dairy Alliance as the official milk partner for high school championship events. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit thedairyalliance.com. thedairyalliance.com.
Clark's Cares. Clark's Pump and Shops gives back to the community it serves, which is why they are proud sponsors of the Kentucky High School Boys and Girls Sweet 16 at Rupp Arena. Clark's welcomes all the fans and wishes the participating teams the best of luck. And while you're here, be sure to stop in Clark's Pump and Shop locations for all your favorite drinks and snacks, and visit Clark's Cafe across from Rupp for lunch on the go. Freshly made ham, tuna, and chicken salad sandwiches. Clark's Pump and Shop. Return, refresh, refuel.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the orthopedic walk-in clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Welcome back into the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Radio Network. We're here with Butler County Coach Calvin Dockery. Coach, it seems like I've said it all week, but team here first time, what's it like?
It's just exciting. Our kids are really looking forward to it, and obviously our community has embraced this. So, we're just going to come and just try to play the best basketball that we can and just enjoy this experience and make the most of it.
What was the key for you guys breaking through in the region?
I think really we really focused on our defense, and, that I think carried us over. We were able to create some offense off of that, and, guys just – you're really just decided that, hey, we've got a shot at this, so let's just lay it all out there and see what happens. That's kind of our mindset right now, you know.
Did you feel coming into the year that this could be a team that did that?
Yeah, we've kind of embraced it all year. We asked the kids at the beginning of the year, for a theme, a motto, something they wanted to go with. And they said, why not us? So, we've embraced that. And it's been our motto all year. And so, here we are.
Everybody's heard a lot about your team, but everybody's really heard a lot about Price. Talk to me about it.
Oh, he's just a special player. You need a bucket, he can get you a bucket. But the kid works his tail off. I mean, he's in the gym all the time, and he really is one of these kind of kids. You can really say he's a gym rat.
Sure.
He's there all the time. So, he's an incredible player, confident player. Doesn't seem to get rattled or shook. He learned a lot last year. in the regional tournament, he was just amazing.
Sure.
Yeah.
The thing I've heard, you know, most people talk about, you know, if you got a great player like that, you might have to be creative to get him his shots. But the thing I keep hearing over and over is that this kid's amazing at getting his own shot.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, one thing that's really helped him so much this year is we got four other guys that are all capable of making baskets as well. So it makes it a little harder to double-team him simply because of guys that can get to the rim and do some really special things as well. But, yeah, he is very creative. He is very creative.
I was just talking to Coach Miller, and he says his guys aren't playing as fast as he would like them to play. But he said most people try to slow them down. He expects you all to try to speed them up.
Yeah, you know, we are who we are.
One gear?
Yeah, and I mean, you know, we're going to go at it. We're going to play, try to get up and down as much as we possibly can. You know, it's you really can't change who you are at this point. Can. So we're just going to try to embrace that and, you know, just do the best that we can with it. And hopefully the pace will favor us.
One final thing. You talked about the team and everything. What's this like for you?
Oh, it's amazing. I'm a Butler County kid. I grew up. I wore the uniform.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it's really cool. It's really beyond what I ever imagined it would be, to be honest with you. Just the overwhelming support and praise and, you know, just to step foot on this floor to be able to coach a game. A couple years ago, I was able to get the Coach of the Year award and step out on the floor. Right. And I remember thinking at that point, I wish my team was here with me. So here we are. Yeah.
Congratulations, Coach. Best of luck to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. We're coming back in just a minute on the Sweet 16 Radio Network, presented by Morgan & Morgan.
In school sports, it's easy to see the wins, the moments that make headlines. But there's so much work that goes unseen for any of it to happen. My name is Phil Risen, and I'm the executive director of the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association. Throughout the country, athletic administrators dedicate countless hours to making life-changing opportunities possible for student-athletes through sports. Their sacrifice is fueled by the belief that every student can grow and deserves their time to shine. On behalf of the NIAAA, we want to thank every athletic administrator for your tireless dedication to providing 7.8 million students across the country a path to a better future.
This message presented by the NIAAA, the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Clark's cares. Clark's Pump and Shops gives back to the community it serves, which is why they are proud sponsors of the Kentucky High School Boys and Girls Sweet 16 at Rupp Arena. Clark's welcomes all the fans and wishes the participating teams the best of luck. And while you're here, be sure to stop in Clark's Pump and Shop locations for all your favorite drinks and snacks, and visit Clark's Cafe across from Rupp for lunch on the go. Freshly made ham, tuna, and chicken salad sandwiches. Clark's Pump and Shop. Return, refresh, refuel.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Welcome back into Rupp Arena in downtown Lexington as we get you set for the second first-round game here on the second day of the KHSAA UK Healthcare Sweet 16. Welcome into the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. It's brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury firm, by Clark's Pump & Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA, Return, Refresh, Refuel, and by Southland Dairy Farmers. Do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? And here now are Clark's Pump & Shop starting lineups. First of all, for the Evangel Christian Eagles, the champions of region number 6, Isaiah Chitapa, 6'3 senior guard. Christian Dorr is also a 6'3 senior guard. Ben Mukati, 6'8 center forward. He'll play in the middle. He's a junior. Kyron Tilley is a 6'2 senior. And Davier White a 6'4 freshman. The Eagles are coached by the veteran, Larry Miller. And for the Butler Bears, it's Justin Caslin, 6'2 forward guard, a junior. The number two is Trevor DeWee, 6'5. He's a junior. 15 is Brian Griffin, a 6-foot junior. Lawson Rice, 6'7. He'll play a forward. And number 22, 5'10, Ty Price, the young man that everybody is talking about for the Bears. You just heard that the head coach is Butler County native Calvin Dockery. And welcome in again, as we said. I'm Dave Baker alongside the former Wildcat great Cameron Mills. Carl Nathy is our host. Tom Stevens, Richard Farmer here at courtside. And I tell you, Cameron, this is going to be a game where these two teams are going to rip and run.
Yeah, a lot of high scoring. And again, talking about just individual scoring, as far as keys, I mean, it's really a matter of who's going to stop whose stars. You've got, as you said, Ty Price, who's got offers on the table from Mississippi State as well as some other mid-majors, averaging 29.6 points per game. That's fourth best in the state. And then on the other side, you got two guys for Evangel averaging 17 points a game in Christian Dura and Kyron Tilley. So, again, you've got a lot of firepower as far as individual people. So it comes down to at what point or which of those three are going to be able to be stopped. Can Butler stop the dual presence of Evangel? Can Evangel stop Price?
And that is our Southland Dairy Farmers nutrients of the game. There are 13 key nutrients in a glass of milk. How many can you name? Guess what? Stay tuned later in the broadcast, and we'll name them for you. Another great crowd here for the afternoon session. Last night, we had over 14,000 for the night session. And all these matchups have been great.
Well, I was going to say, you and I called an amazing game last night. Not that you and I were amazing, but
you were amazing.
The teams
were
amazing. As Great Crossing advanced last night, just a fantastic game. 14,000, did not know that. That was exciting to hear that big of a crowd coming for first-round games. But again, two teams that had never been
in
the Sweet 16, and I believe we have that here in front of us right now.
Yes, sir. David Anderson is our referee. Brian Johnson is one of the umpires. Morty Gibson, the other umpire, and Tyler Wimpsett is the alternate. Butler County in the white with the blue trim will be the home team on our scoreboard. Butler County, the Bears in the blue with the white trim, Evangel, the blue with the white trim, will be the visiting team. So Butler County in the white, Evangel in the blue, two teams that love to get after it.
You want to share that interesting fact about Evangel now, or should I?
Go ahead.
37 kids in this school, K through 12, and they make it to the Sweet 16.
Ben Lucati wins the tip for Evangel, and the Eagles have the first possession. And that was an attempted drive by Dorr, and he just lost control. And now Price brings it back up court for Butler County. Swings it over right side to Griffin. Griffin puts the ball on the deck and tries to drive against Dorr. Now they go back out on top to Rice, who goes up with the left hand. He can't do it, but that's a follow. And that's number two, Trevor DeWeese, who gets the first bucket of the game. Kyron Tilley out past the top of the key, now dribbles to the left wing. Hounded out there by Griffin. Now they swing it back out top to McCotty. McCotty gives it back to Tilley, and now he backs it out, can't penetrate. Swings it over right of the key to Dorr. He puts it on the deck, goes left wing. First touch for Chitapa, and now back out to the top of the key, and that three won't fall for Davier White. Here comes Price in a hurry. Cut off. Kicks it back out. Left-handed three-pointer won't fall for Lawson Rice. And there's a whistle, and we'll have our first foul of the game.
I think Trevor DeWeese getting called for over the back that time.
It is, in fact, DeWeese, the junior, his first. As we mentioned, first foul of the game. And full court pressure, and that's a shot blocked. That was a pretty play by Lawson Rice, but Mukavi gets it back underneath and goes up for the first bucket for Butler.
Butler County giving away a little bit of size to Mukavi.
Price gets the screen up top, puts down a left-handed dribble, fakes, turns. Oh, what a pretty move. And you can see why so many people are high on the 5'10 junior.
Nice little fadeaway jumper there.
Steal. And again, Butler County gets it on the turnover. Here's Price again, trying to create off the crossover. And the thing everybody said is he's the best they've seen at creating his own shot. That time it was a shot by Caslin. And Evangel Christian with the rebound. Quickly into the front court. Taking a long look at a three was Caslin. And now Tilly sets the offense. Dorr kicks it back out. Three-pointer, and that's a pretty one by Isaiah Chautauqua.
Great little inside-out. Drew the defense in. Chautauqua went right to the top of the key. He's open for the three and drilled it.
Price gets the high screen, and Evangel switches it. Nice job out there by Dorr. Baseline drive, shoulder down, maybe an extra step, no call. And that's a big rebound in there by Mukati. And from behind, as Evangel was hustling into the front court, Briar Griffin, the 6-0 guard, commits the foul from behind. And now we get our first substitution of the game. Johnny Jama, number one, checks in.
Well, Briar having to guard Tilly, and he has guarded him tough.
And that's a two-point basket. And that went up and in by Davier White.
Amazes me how short Price is. He's the smallest player on this court.
I don't think he's 5'10". But look at that. He creates that shot. Little heat check right there. And the rebound controlled by Evangel. Here comes Dorr. Head down, headed to the rim. Now kicks it out. White again. Two in a row.
Great no-look pass by Dorr that time to find White in the lower corner.
Larry Miller, the coach at Evangel, said most of the time he wants his team to play faster, but he said he thought Butler would try to speed him up. And they're trying to get up a shot quickly. Great pass from Price on the baseline. And he gets it to Lawson Rice.
If you watch Griffin now, the way he picks up Tilly, I mean, he is aggressively. He's already got one foul, and I've seen a couple other moments in this game where he could have gotten called for his second.
Tilly off the screen, pulls up outside from the three-point line, and it kicks out and rebounded nicely by Trevor DeWeese, who did an excellent job on the box out. Swinging it back out to the top of the key. Three-pointer up and good by Trevor DeWeese. Dorr quickly back the other way, and looky there, here we go.
Yep, just like you said at the beginning, it's an up-and-down game. Butler County not even allowed to breathe that time.
You hardly have time to look down at a name before the ball's up in the air again, right? Price gives it up. Now he gets it back, fakes, goes up with a three-pointer, and that one's not close.
Yeah, the last two shots by Price, looks like he's trying to force it a little bit, but maybe that's part of his game. He averages 30 points.
And quickly the other way, Isaiah Chautauqua. And boy, Evangel has been efficient in the full court game. Price guarded way out top by Chautauqua. Here's Caslin. Now they go inside and are going to call a hold. Yes, they will. They'll get Johnny Jama. And very quickly, Ben Mukati comes back in, and that will take us to our first media timeout. The pace, really quick. Evangel Christian leads Butler County 14-9 here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hello, my name is Myoka Morris, a parent educator and Kentucky Education Association's 2023 Educate Support Professional of the Year. While it's nice to win an award, my greatest reward is making a difference in the lives of my students. That's what gets me to school every day. Now, you can make a difference in the life of a Kentucky educator. Go to KEA.org and nominate a Kentucky educator for the Kentucky Education Association Difference Maker of the Month. That's KEA.org. A little appreciation goes a long way.
Midway University has added many new degree offerings in the areas of business and health sciences. The new business offerings include accounting and concentration in the areas of finance, human resource management, leadership, and entrepreneurship. In health sciences, a timely new degree is now available in public health. This degree prepares students for a career in safeguarding the health and well-being of the public. All of these new programs are offered online in an accelerated format. Classes begin soon. Find out more at midway.edu.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is sponsored in part by the Southland Dairy Farmers. Energize your game with chocolate milk.
This sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pumpin' Shop. Not a shock to see either of these teams here at Rupp Arena for the Sweet 16. Evangel Christian head coach Larry Miller and his largely veteran squad had their eyes set on Lexington from the very first preseason practice. And Butler County coach Calvin Dockery did not back away from high expectations for his team that he expressed before the season, saying our guys now understand what we want to do at a higher level. Clark's Pumpin' Shop. Back to you, Dave.
Thanks, Carl. Butler County inbounds basketball as they trail 14-9. Price has it at the top of the key. Drives, dishes, and that foul is committed against number 24, Lawson Rice. Did a nice job off the pass.
Yeah, Price has done, I mean, he's taken a couple of ill-advised shots, or, well, let's say unopened shots, contested shots. But what he's done a great job of is getting in the lane and getting his teammates open, and it doesn't look like he's afraid to share the ball.
Rice with that left-handed free throw. And now Johnny Jamin checks back in.
So how about this? So Evangel up 14-10 in this first quarter, and Doer and Tilly, the two 17-point-per-game players, have got 2 points between the two of them.
There you go. Second shot by Rice. That's pretty. Didn't touch the rim on either one of those. And the Butler lead is cut to three at 14-11. 2:20 to play in this first quarter. Ball fake. Back out top. It goes. Rebound and pulled down in there by Jema. So Jema playing the post now. Chetapa. There's a handoff. Tilly. Backs it out now and sets the offense again on the curl. Braden Trice is in there, and that was Doar who couldn't hit.
Evangel running the weave, a little three-man weave right at the top of the key.
Trice.
Great leaner by Price that time. Leaned right up in the defense, tried to draw the foul.
I mean, really, really good. So you've got Price for Butler. You've got Trice for Evangel Christian. Here they go running the weave up top again. Tilly.
Oh, sweet little floater.
How pretty was that? And back come the Bears. Intercepted as they tried to push the tempo by Tilly. And now Trice will back it up, and Larry Miller doesn't want him to back it up. He wants him to go. You can hear him right in front of us.
Jima calling for the ball down low.
Not getting it so far. Let's see if Tilly can get to it. I just throw it up to that big right hand. Back out top they go. Doar.
It's hard not to hit.
Right? And there is Trice, and he can't hit. Doar scraps for the rebound, but it's pulled out of there by Caslin. He's got it back now at midcourt. Feeds inside. Now back out to Griffin. And Tilly has got the rebound. This is like calling a hockey game. Shot up, and how about that block? Lawson Rice, and do they call a foul?
They did, and they had to. There's no way that wasn't a foul. He literally landed on top of Tilly that time. Or, I'm sorry, Chetapa. It was a clean block up high, but when you come down literally on top of the player, it's got to be called a foul. I don't know what anybody's complaining about. Kid got murdered.
That coming from the man, Tom, who complains about every official's call, Cameron Mills.
Oh, they're well aware. Tom and Digno.
Tilly with that free throw is up and good. And back in for Evangel Christian is 23, Javier White.
You'd be surprised. I've been making friends with the officials back in the halls of Rupp here.
I would be surprised.
Hey,
18-13, final seconds of this first quarter of play. Evangel Christian on top of Butler County. Here's Griffin. And that pass is a sweet one.
Great little drive by Griffin that time. Nice little in and out.
Final 10 seconds. This time they go inside to Jama. And he's blocked, and that one was absolutely clean. Lawson Rice got it. 2 seconds. Price, is he going to get it up? No.
Didn't even know.
Lost track of time. And unusual for Ty Price, and that brings the first quarter to the end. Evangel Christian leads Butler County, 18-15. We're coming right back on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Caskey Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60 east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Sweet 16 basketball presented in part by the John W. Clark Oil Company.
Tilly, off balance, can't get it to go. Here's Price. And watch him weave through traffic. On the run, gets it over to Caslin. His three-pointer in transition from the left wing. Hits the bottom, and Larry Miller quickly calls timeout as Butler County takes its first lead at 20-18.
That.
Fans, Milk and Milk Products provide a good balance of protein, fat, and carbohydrates and are an important source of 13 essential nutrients. You know what they are? How about calcium, protein, vitamin D, vitamin B12, vitamin A, phosphorus, riboflavin, niacin, pantothenic acid, zinc, selenium, iodine, and potassium. For those of you counting at home, and I know you are, that's 13 essential nutrients in milk provided by the Southland Dairy Farmers.
So Price, who averages 29 points per game, only with 4 so far in this game through one quarter, but he is giving it up.
He's got 2 assists.
2 assists. I feel like he's got more than that, but that's the official scoring is 2 assists. But he is certainly, you said earlier, he does a great job of creating his own shot. Well, what he does, he creates a lot of movement
right
for his teammates, because as he drives, if he doesn't have a shot, he'll find somebody open.
Let's see what the message is from Larry Miller on the Evangel Christian bench. They continue to run that weave out front. Tilly gets space, and that floater off the back of the rim falls.
And that's one of those bricks that falls in anyway. It just dead ends the edge of the rim there.
You never try to bounce it in off the neck of the basket.
Thank you, neck is what I was trying to find the word for.
Here's Price off the curl. And now he finds himself guarded by Bucati. Caslin gets it back. His foot was on the line. And that is a strong, strong rebound by White. Tilly setting the offense. They go to Bucati. Puts it on the ground. Creates a little room. They wanted to walk, but he gets the bucket.
Nice little, he kind of created a little space too.
And now they're going to whistle a foul on the inbounds play.
Me on Doerr. Again, I appreciate the trying to make something happen, but 90 feet from the basket, I don't think you want to be fouling Price down there. But now if they're going to pick up full court and that's part of the play, that's one thing. But even then, you need to be aggressive without fouling.
Right. So now Evangel Christian extends the defense until Butler County gets it inbounds, and now they drop back. All except for Doerr, who's handling Griffin out front. Now Price off the dribble. Back shot way up in the air. And excellent defense by the Eagles. Tilly the other way with his foot on the line won't go. And that's a big time rebound by Caslin. Collision at midcourt. And they call a block. And it'll go against Doerr. Bang, bang play.
Yeah. It's a tough one. I couldn't really tell. But that's two quick ones on Doerr. Remember, again, that 90 feet from the basket, he just picked up that aggressive foul on Price, or maybe it was Griffin, but then now you've got a 50-50 ball, or a 50-50 call, excuse me, and it goes against him, so he's going to probably have to go sit for the next 5:55.
So Doerr goes to the bench, and Braden Trice, the 5'10 guard, comes back in. Here's Griffin at the top of the key, working against Tilly, gets a pick from Price, now backs it out again. Now wants the screen on the other side from Rice. Takes it on the curl. Cross court. Tough handle. Back out they go to Lawson. The left-handed jumper is good over Mokani.
I like Lawson's left-hander.
Free throws.
Yeah, he does. Free throws. That nice little jumper right there over the outstretched fans of Mokani.
Here's Tilly working against Griffin. Now he dribbles right side. Tried to hand it off and almost stolen from White. As Caslin is out there really dogging him. They go back to Tilly. He takes it back out to the top of the key. Chitapa gives it back to Trice. Almost another steal. But instead, it turns into a three by White. I like the idea by Caslin, but that resulted in a triple.
Well, we've seen that so many times where even the Kentucky team this year, they're going for steals, and all of a sudden it's turned into easy plays for the other team because they miss them.
Price launched one from the K, long rebound. Here comes the Eagles. Tilly had it blocked, but then Trice, the smallest guy on the floor, ties up DeWeese. And the arrow goes to Evangel Christian.
And Trice had him tied up while he was standing out of bounds, and I think that's kind of the problem that Butler County's complaining about. He can tie him up all he wants, but if he's standing out of bounds.
25-22, Evangel Christian with the lead, and that was a long three-pointer that wasn't close for Chitapa.
Yeah, Chitapa, Evangel could have got a better shot than that.
Price again, that won't fall. And that's a strong rebound from White. Back out top. White looks inside, goes to Mokani, goes off the right hand. He actually got Lawson Rice on the left shoulder and scored.
I like the way Mokani, his footwork is so good in the low post. I mean, twice he has kept that pivot foot still.
Drive. And I'm telling you, somebody just got hung up in Griffin, and he had nowhere to go, and the ball was batted out of bounds.
I mean, he tried to throw it in between three blue jerseys there to find somebody, but it's a lot of what Butler County's offense is. It's a lot of drive into the lane, and look, they're giving up a lot of height overall to Evangel, but they're trying to kick it off like long bounce passes and outlet passes to the corners for three-point shots, and that's a lot of blue you got to throw it through sometimes.
Caslin takes it back out to Lawson. He works against Mokani and pulls up. And that one doinked off the back rim. Now here comes Evangel Christian in a hurry. They try to go to Mokani, and that ball batted away, and it ends up in the hands of Price. Looked like he got fouled, but he dribbled through it, goes to the rim, and boy, Mokani is there. And Price now, that would make him 2 out of 8 from the field. And interestingly enough, Larry Miller comes back with Doerr, who's got those two fouls with 3:36 to go in this second quarter of play.
Now it just limits, can Doerr continue to be aggressive?
You got to be aggressive, but not reckless, right?
Yep.
And he's guarding Price right now. Swing it back over to Lawson. DeWeese
Now they swing it back around to Caslin on the right baseline. Price again. Nice pump fake. That's a much better shot than his last several. And how about that put back by Trevor Deweese?
Price just can't get going yet, but that doesn't mean he won't the rest of this game. Evangel can't take that for granted.
White pulls up on the baseline off the dribble, no good. And I'm telling you, this Caslin kid is having a big game. For Butler. Price again off the dribble, and that one he got to go.
He had a feeling eventually it's going to start falling. I mean, he's going to take enough shots. If he's scoring 30 points a game, he's going to shoot at least 20 times.
I'm going to tell you, boys, he's a volume shooter. He reacts the same way whether he made the last one or missed it.
We got 2:32 left in the half. He's already got 10 shots up.
And that is a trait Cameron Mills can relate to.
I shot the ball sparingly. I was efficient in my shooting.
Foul on Clayton Deweese, and let's check in with Carl Nathan.
Well, thanks so much, Dave Baker. I'm here with Jacob Stone, exercise physiologist and clinic manager for cardiac rehabilitation. He's been 14 years with UK Healthcare. Jacob, we've heard a lot in the news in recent years about athletes and even very active people having cardiac arrest. What kind of signs or symptoms should we look for in that event?
The most common symptom is typically chest pain, chest pressure, typically in the center of the chest. It can be intermittent. It can last for a long time. Sometimes it'll radiate across into an arm, into the neck, into the jaw. Other less common symptoms are things like shortness of breath, nausea, feelings of indigestion, just a generally unwell feeling.
What should we do if we are with someone who is having a cardiac arrest or having some kind of emergency event?
So if someone's having cardiac arrest, they're going to be unconscious, and you're going to want to start hands-only CPR and find an AED. So for hands-only CPR, you want to press hard and fast in the center of the chest. You're trying to press about 2 inches at a rate of 100 to 120 compressions a minute. Make sure you call 911, have your phone on speaker. They'll help walk you through all the steps, and you're going to keep CPR going until help arrives.
What do you do to treat people that are recovering from either heart surgery or have a condition? How can you help them get back on their feet?
So cardiac rehab, everything is completely individualized to the patient. So we will do exercise and education with that patient. We work on their comorbidities. We help them get back to a normal life and hopefully a more active normal life.
Thank you, Jacob Stone, cardiac rehabilitation clinic manager at UK Healthcare. And I guess our final message we might add is don't try to be a hero. If you think you're having an incident, tell somebody.
If you ever think you're having an issue, get checked out. Call 911. Time is heart muscle. You lose heart muscle, you don't get it back.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Back to you, Dave.
Thanks, Carl. Great message. I'd encourage everybody that could to get trained in that hands-on CPR. It's really an easy process, and it could save a life. And back at the free throw line after the timeout, Tilly. 28-26, Evangel Christian leads Butler County. And Tilly gets them both. The lead now at 3, and here comes the full court pressure from Evangel Christian. Looks like a 2-2-1. And they get the steal. Here's Dorr racing to the basket. Draws the contact. No foul, but he got the bucket, and that was a tough two, Cameron.
Well, not only was it great, but it's a great shoot to gap. That's exactly the pass that Evangel wanted on that pressure. They got what they wanted, and then able to get down and get the basket.
Ball stripped from Griffin. They go up court to Trice. Trice goes up over the big man, Lawson Rice. And two straight buckets for Evangel Christian out of the timeout. And Butler County calls for time.
All of it just playing the way Evangel was played. Got that up-tempo game that both teams want. But here in the last two possessions, Evangel taking advantage of it with four back-to-back points on a 6-0 run over the last 28 seconds.
That's pretty good when you can put up 6 and 28. That gives you an idea how fast we're playing here today. Fans, this doll here is KHSA Hall of Fame moment brought to you by Roberts Insurance. Salutes Corbin football coach Larry Cotton Adams. Over three decades, Adams captured 6 state football titles and won 114 games. Roberts Insurance congratulates Corbin's Larry Cotton Adams, a 2024 inductee into the doll here is KHSA Hall of Fame. And let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You're in tune to Sweet 16 Basketball on 96.3 FM WIVY Moorhead, sponsored in part by First National Bank, member FDIC.
Out of the timeout, another steal by Evangel Christian, but Butler County gets it right back. Price had it taken away. Man, this pace. Door at the other end goes up over Caslin, and the Evangel Christian run is now 8-0. Strip! And how about that play? It was Tilly.
Butler County, the last few possessions, just doesn't seem to want to be able or to be able to play at the pace Evangel is playing at. A lot of it, turnovers caused by the full court pressure of Evangel. But even when they get breakaways, Evangel's doing a great job of getting back and causing problems and getting more turnovers.
And Larry Miller, as I said before, he still doesn't like the way he wants his team to play faster. That's a long three by Door off the left wing. That's no good, and Caslin comes down with a rebound. Price walks it up. They get it in the front court. Rice kicks it over, now gets it back to Price. That's a good look, and that one looked like it was going in from the get-go. Putback attempt by DeWeese, no good. Price gets it back on the baseline. It won't fall, and that rebound is pulled down by Jama, who checked back in.
That was two great looks by Price, and he just can't get it to fall consistently here, at least in this first half. He's got another half to kind of make up for it, but so far,
Caslin with a steal, and he can't save it on the far sideline. And so substitutions for Evangel Christian. Chitapa checks back in, as does Ben Mukati. And so Evangel Christian is going to have the ball up 9, 31 seconds left. I don't know that either one of these teams can hold the ball for 31 seconds before they take a shot, right?
Take a shot or turn it over. One of the two.
Goodness gracious. Glad I'm getting my cardio in. So Trice has backed it out now, and it looks like he's going to take that last shot maybe. Hounded out there by Price. Now they kick it back out, and he turned it over.
What'd you say? Either one of these teams, it's going to be a shot or a turnover within, what, 10 seconds, it seems like.
19.2 as DeWeese puts it inbounds for Butler County.
However, still an 8-0 run now over the last minute 43. I'm sorry, last 2:05. They just changed it on the official sports table by Evangel.
Now Butler County with a weave of its own out front. We're down to 10 seconds. They got it down to Rice. Behind his back up. And he can't get it to go off the board. Putback attempt won't fall. It was DeWeese who got the last putback. And it wouldn't go. And that's the end of the first half. Evangel Christian on top, 35-26. Carl Nathan
with head coach of Evangel Christian, Larry Miller. Larry, you got the tempo going you wanted to in the second quarter, yes?
Well, we should have been pressing from the get-go, and we didn't. I'm real unhappy the way we played. I don't think we shared the ball well enough. I got to give Butler County a lot of credit. They're great players, great kids, and they've given us all we can handle.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Larry Miller, head coach for the Evangel Christian Eagles. Evangel Christian 35, the Butler County Bears 26. We're at halftime. We'll continue. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
turkey.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
Back here at Rupp Arena, Carl Nathy courtside. Rupp Arena Central Bank Center in downtown Lexington. Evangel Christian 35, Butler County 26. At halftime of game two on day number two, we'll have a special guest for an interview in just a moment. I want to tell you the halftime show is brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. And our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power rebounder of the first half from Butler County, Trevor DeWeese, unofficially with five rebounds. And he is our Kentucky Beef Council rebounder of the first half. Did you know looking for a convenient snack to fuel your day? Add beef jerky to nuts, seeds, and fruit for a protein-packed snack. That from the Kentucky Beef Council. And now, moving in alongside, Michael Compton, veteran sports writer for the Bowling Green Daily News, 22 years. I'll bet you it's gone by quick.
It's gone by a lot quicker than I realize. I'll put it that way. When you think about it after a while, you're like, wow, yeah, I've been doing this a while.
Now, here in the Sweet 16, we saw you last week at the Girls Sweet 16. This week, you've got, well, you had two teams at least with the Warren Central team. They got knocked off. We'll talk about that in a second. But Butler County also in your backyard.
Yeah, first time ever we've had two, and what a story. Butler County is exactly why this is one of the greatest things ever, because you get this small community, you know, and this Morgantown has really just been behind them. They get a chance to come up here, play the Sweet 16. It's unlike any other state, any other place in the country, and I think that's the story, that's the Hoosier story that really is what makes this event completely as special as it is.
Now, the defending state champs, also from your coverage area, the Bowling Green Daily News, Michael Compton, sports writer with us, Warren Central. They were not only the Region 4 champs this year, but they were the defending state champions from 2023. They ran into a hot shooting Harlan County team today.
Yeah, Trent, I mean, he showed why he's going to South Carolina. What was he? I think 6 of 8 from three. It seemed like every time Warren Central would get close, he would make a big bucket, and that's kind of what you expect to see. But what a job for William Munsell to get that team up here. I think that, you know, almost all their experience from last year graduated. His son Cade, who is signed to go to Western, had the preseason knee injury and was kind of limited most of the year, didn't even play until after the first of the year. To be able to get back up here just speaks for the job that I think William Munsell has done with that program and just how those kids have bought in. It's not an easy task to do out of that region with Bowling Green there too, a team that, you know, 2016 won a state title and has made runs here. Those are two programs that they just butt heads, go back and forth. And to get here was a big deal, particularly with the cast he had. But, yeah, you could tell they were a little disappointed after the game because they really wanted to make noise again.
And talking to my colleagues and some other people here courtside, it looks like the future is bright there with some of the upcoming freshmen and sophomores he's got in the program for William Unseld and Warren Central.
Yeah, he certainly feels good about what lies ahead. He certainly feels good about continuing the program's tradition. He's joked a couple of times because, you know, people are, well, Cade's getting ready to go play college. Does this mean you're going to, you know, stop coaching? He's like, I ain't leaving yet. In typical William Unseld fashion, he's excited about it. He's excited about Cade playing, you know, literally 2 miles down the road, so it's not going to be very hard to see his son play college ball, but also continue to lead that Dragons program.
All right, Michael Compton, Bowling Green Daily News, is our guest at halftime. We'll return in just a moment. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Cosair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down.
The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of CoSurf for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping CoSurf kids like me.
Will you help a CoSurf kid today? Visit CoSurf.org.
When you're at UK Healthcare Gill Heart and Vascular Institute, your heart is in the right place. We have the widest suite of heart services in Kentucky, from nutrition and exercise management to heart transplants. And with outreach clinics across the Commonwealth, you'll have convenient access to that care when you need it most. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit gillheart.com.
When life's accidents happen, call Right Way Auto Glass. Right Way will come to your location and complete your repairs the same or next day. Right Way is a preferred provider for all insurance companies, meaning they can handle the entire process in one call.
Right Way handles everything. They can even recalibrate your vehicle's electronic safety features, saving you a trip to the dealership. With certified technicians and over 75 years of experience, plus over 500 five-star Google reviews, call Right Way Auto Glass for all of your auto glass needs at 859-523-1098.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Our thanks to Southland Dairy Farmers for helping sponsor the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Chocolate milk is the original sports drink. For information, go online to southlanddairyfarmers.com.
Hey, all you high school basketball fans, adventure awaits in Moorhead and Rowan County. You can get to Cave Run Lake from Butler County in Morgantown by driving 220 miles. And fans of Louisville Evangel Christian are 136 miles from outdoor adventure. Plan your next adventure at visitmoorhead.com. Halftime show brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop. And our special guest, Michael Compton, sports writer for the past 22 years for the Bowling Green Daily News, here in this Boys Sweet 16 covering not only Warren Central, which lost a tough one 67-59 to Harlan County earlier, but here to Butler County. Butler County trailing Evangel Christian 35-26 at the half. I wanted to ask you, because I know you were here for the girls last week, you're here for the boys this week, but a sports writer's life, it's never boring. Now you're on, after this tournament is over, on to baseball, including minor league baseball, right?
Spring sports are already started. We're going to have to dive right into that. Definitely the prep sports. But then, yeah, the Bowling Green Hot Rods, who now are in their 15th year down there, the Tampa Bay Rays, high A affiliate. So we're seeing guys start to get to the majors a little bit quicker than we were up until the last couple of years. And the Tampa Bay organization is such a great organization with a lot of prospects. It's been a lot of guys come through there. I think last year they had their 100th player to make the majors that played for the Hot Rods, which kind of speaks for the kind of organization the Rays have and the scouting they have.
Excellent. Well, Michael Compton, we want to thank you. And, of course, that Hot Rods name is a great moniker, because Bowling Green is home to the only place where the Corvette is made. And I wouldn't call it a hot rod. I'd call it a hot car. It's a great car, and it's iconic. And get a chance for folks listening to visit the museum down there, Corvette Museum. Thanks very much for joining us, Michael.
I appreciate it. Enjoyed being here.
All right, Michael Compton, Bowling Green Daily News, has been our guest. Halftime score, Evangel Christian 35, Butler County 26. More coming up. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hi, this is Kevin Anderson at First National Bank in Moorhead. I just wanted to take this opportunity to invite you to come out and see us. We're a full-service bank that can take care of any of your banking needs, whether it be one of our free checking accounts, a safe deposit box, or financing for a new car or home, or help with a commercial loan. First National Bank is the bank for you. As a lifelong resident of Round County, I'm proud to serve the people of this area. Come out and let me and my staff show you the advantages of First National Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Holbrook Drug, we pride ourselves on our lightning-fast prescription service. Your time is valuable, so we make sure you get your medications quickly and accurately. But that's not all. Craving a delicious treat? Try our milkshake bar with over 36 flavors. And don't forget, our gift shop has everything from thoughtful gifts to everyday essentials. Holbrook Drug is your one-stop shop for health, happiness, and convenience. Stop in 208 East Main Moorhead and experience the Holbrook difference for yourself.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Sweet 16 basketball presented in part by Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck.
As his Butler County Bears warm up for the second half, I'm here with head coach Calvin Dockery. Calvin, you're down by 9 at the half. What do you want to do in the second half?
Oh, well, we just have to stop turning the ball over. We went through a spurt there. We turned the ball over, took some shots that we probably didn't need to take at that time. So if we'll just make sure that we're taking the good shots, stop turning the ball over. Our half-court defense has been pretty good.
They have Evangel Christian seems to go back and forth between kind of a weave on offense to a breakneck fast pace.
Yeah, that's what they've done all year. So, I mean, we haven't seen anything that we weren't ready for. But, you know, we just got to make sure that we're solid in the half court, make sure that our transition defense is good, and don't turn the ball over. And I think we'll be fine.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Our thanks to the head coach of the Butler County Bears, Calvin Dockery. Region 3 champs. Right now they trail by 9 to Region 6 champion Evangel Christian of Louisville. We're just over a minute away from the start of the second half. That means we go back to Partners in Crime. They're together on the UK Network pregame show. I'm sure many of you, if not most of you, have heard them on those broadcasts. We have Dave Baker of WKYT and the UK Network, joined by the former Sweet 16 participant and two-time Kentucky Wildcat national champion, Cameron Mills. Cameron, I'm still waiting for those royalties every time I give you that big buildup.
Participant. I was a two-time runner-up, Carl.
Well, I was being kind.
It makes me sound like we went out in the first round.
I know it's a tough memory. You know, every time I ask you about it, you have a pained look on your face. I bring up the UK stuff, and you're smiling.
You should take Carl with you everywhere you go to introduce you, by the way.
Oh, Carl's great at it. Right? I love having Carl around.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, I had a pained look about what happened to me in high school until 2000. Was it 15, 16 when Dunbar finally won?
Yep.
Yep.
My girls were cheering.
You know, they wouldn't let me call any of those games. I had to sit on the sideline. Rightfully so. I would have been very biased.
Oh, there's no question.
Oh, there's no chance I would have called that fairly.
There's no chance. No question.
Yeah.
Fans, before we dig into the second half, let's make sure to call Kentucky 811. Make safety part of your next do-it-yourself project strategy. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Now, we just heard Calvin Dockery talking about the turnovers. I mean, Butler had 6. They had 1 less turnover than Evangel Christian.
Who am I to besmirch the fantastic crew we have here at Rupp Arena working stats? But, boy, it doesn't seem like it was that even, does it?
I just did besmirch.
I didn't. I just said it doesn't seem like. Yeah. I placed the onus on myself. But how about this? The bigger key in the second half for me is, are they going to be able to get Price going? Or is Price going to be able to get himself going? He's averaging 30 points a game. He's got 6. He's 3 of 12 in this game so far.
He just... You know, he's obviously a great player, really good at getting off his own shot, but he just can't do that.
Well, his height, I think, is bothering him, or maybe, I mean, he's one of the shortest players on the court.
It's Evangel's height.
That's what I was going to say. Evangel's height's not helping either, but he's just, I mean, you look out on the court, and he's the shortest player on his team. He's athletic as all get out, but he's the shortest player, and it makes it harder to get his shot off, especially against, as you say, rightfully so, these outstretched hands of these taller Evangel players.
Cameron, that could be a big play right there. 9 seconds into the third quarter, Dorr picks up his third foul. He has to go to the bench.
And in comes Braden Trice.
I mean, Evangel's got even scoring going on. Every player in the game right now, with the exception of Trice, who just checked in, they have more than 5 points.
Jumper, DeWeese won't go, and there's Tilly with a strong rebound. He has been a steady performer. Nice pass. Blocked shot inside, no foul called. And here comes Butler County the other way. Griffin dribbling through traffic. Now pulls up the free throw line. Tried to go inside, and there's another turnover that Calvin Dockery was talking about as the Eagles knock it away. Other end. Shot won't go for Mukati.
Mukati that time, just kind of one of those matter-of-fact shots at the top of the key inside the three-point line, though.
Off the glass. There's Price. He gets one.
Door coming back in with his third foul just at the scores table.
Trice off the glass. Somebody got a piece of that. And Butler County playing up in the air. Here's Griffin in traffic. It won't go. Ball knocked away.
You think Coach Miller puts a lot of stock in Door being on the court?
Yes,
with three fouls, he took him out for one play, put Trice in, and immediately put Door back in with three fouls. I mean, he just thinks that there's more that can happen offensively and defensively for this Evangel team with Dora on the floor.
But the other thing, too, is that he really gives up some height because, like we said before,
a lot, yeah.
I mean, Trice is listed at 5'10", and that would be what we call generous. Post up, down low. That's a pretty turnaround. Got his own rebound. Can't get it to go. That's Davier White.
I mean, it is kind of... I mean, you score by team. We talked earlier in the game about the 2 7-point players for Evangel, Dorr as well as Tilly. But yet, all across, if you just look up and down the scores table, or excuse me, the stat sheet, you got Dorr with 6, Tilly with 6, but then Chitapa with 7, and White with 8. So, I mean, it's even scoring for Evangel right now.
White missed the free throw. Foul was committed by Trevor DeWeese. White missed them both. Here comes Butler County into the front court. They give it back to Price. And he's checked out there by Chitapa. Tried to swing one back over. Almost palmed that ball. Cupped it anyway, right?
Was that? And it was hit by somebody. I was going to say it looked like a deflection.
Chitapa.
Yeah, looked like a deflection by Evangel.
Now here come the Bears again. Griffin has really made it a point to put his head down and drive the ball, and that's a pretty runner that gets the bounce from Justin Kaslin. Door into the front court. Crosses it over. And off the glass, that's Door who got the pretty pass and came up with a finish.
Not just a pretty pass, but a great finish that time, all the way through the lane to the other side with the reverse layup.
Griffin gives it off underneath to Rice, and he gets the bucket and the and one.
That's where Jima that time's got to know he's got to foul hard. I mean, at that point, if you're going to go low as a big man, if you're going to go swiping down low, there's a 50-50 chance you're going to get ball. Chances are you're going to get some hand. You got to foul hard, so there's no chance they've got the energy to get that ball up and over the rim.
Jima comes out. Mukati comes back in. And it's 37-33. Evangel Christian on top. Nice lob pass inside. White, though, surrounded. Kicks it back out. Ball fake. Left wing. Door for the three, and it's long. But the rebound in there by Chitapa. Can't get it to go. Here comes the Eagles. Griffin down to the baseline to Kaslin. Couldn't get the shot as White closed out. And now Butler County resets the offense as we hit the five-minute mark in period number three. Evangel Christian leads the Bears 37-33. And now off the slam and steal, it's 39-33. And Dorr, as you said, the difference maker.
And that's why Coach Miller wants Dorr in the game. Shot the gap beautifully there all the way down. About got hung on that dunk, though.
He's the guy that got the steal, I think, on when they went press that time.
I believe so.
Three-point jumper, Griffin, it won't fall. White had his hand on it but couldn't control. Slapped away for just a moment, and how about that finish
Griffin, the left-hander, went up and under with a right hand.
I mean, just kind of had to reverse it all the way, a 360 around, and throw it up with the right hand.
Dorr now gives it up. Now he gets it back. Here's Chitapa. Kick out to Tilly. Gets a screen, but not enough room. Been a while since they got Mukati a touch. As we're down to 4 minutes to play. Three-pointer on the line. So it was a two, but it wouldn't fall for Tilly. Here comes Butler. Price! A lot of contact and no call, and they play through it. And here comes Evangel Christian the other way. White, three in transition. Oh, my gosh. He bounced it off the bottom of the rim, and the top spin put it in.
That's you rarely see threes go in that. They hit the front of the rim and bounce over and in.
Price back the other way. Rice working against Mukati, and he blocked it clean. And I'm telling you, Calvin Dockery is hot, but I thought that was a good block.
Well, I think that was. I think he's still upset about the play before. Yes. And there was a lot of contact. To be honest, it might have gone either way, but there was a no-call, the officials letting him play through.
Price, they go back inside. And that's a pretty strong move by Lawson Rice.
Well, and a great job that time as well by White to not foul, because he left his feet. He was up in the air and could have easily been called for that foul.
Dorr walks it into the front court. Spin move against Caslin. Goes up with a right hand, and a couple of guys got a piece of it. Here's Price out ahead of the field, but he didn't see the rest of Evangel coming. And a hustling teammate, Lawson Rice, got it. He was fouled by Tyron Tilly. And my goodness, we go back and forth and back and forth. It's Evangel Christian, 42, Butler County, 37, here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach. And as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
At game time, you are what you eat. And a 3-ounce serving of beef provides 25 grams of protein, a requirement for building muscle. Then add 10 essential nutrients, including iron and vitamins B6 and B12 for energy and alertness. And you see what any athlete can tell you. Beef, it's what's for winners.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is sponsored in part by Clark's Pump & Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA.
Fans, listen throughout the tournament for Off the Glass Shots, brought to you by Right Way Auto Glass, Kentucky's premier auto glass provider. Dave Baker, Cameron Mills, Carl Nathie is on the sidelines for us. Tom Stevens, Richard Farmer running things for us here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. And my goodness, Cameron, have we seen an up-and-down basketball game?
Back and forth as well, as Butler County's come out in the second half and cut into that, what, 9-point lead, I believe it was, at halftime, down 5 now, but two shots at the line to cut it to 3 if they can hit both.
Lawson Rice with that good-looking...
You jinxed him.
Still good-looking form. He did miss it, though.
Your fault.
I'm telling you. Wow, how about that? Really? Oh, he's 0 for 5 on 3-point field goals.
Yeah. Achieving.
Couple of dribbles and a second shot up, and it's in. Rice with 11. First player in double figures for Butler County. And back comes Evangel Christian as they sit in the half court. Dorr backs it out. Guarded by Caslin. Now he tries to penetrate. They cleared it out for him. Right baseline. He kicked it over to Chitapa. They fan it back out to Dorr, and his shot in the lane won't fall. Caslin had the rebound, couldn't hold on, and that was Chitapa who muscled his way in there. and got the rebound.
I like the way Evangel, I mean, there's a lot of penetration kickback out, a lot of pump fake. I mean, they are getting the ball inside the paint, not necessarily always leading to shots. Sometimes it's kicked back out, but then someone else is driving back in there. And then you saw two offensive rebounds, I believe, that time by Evangel.
Isaiah Chitapa missed the first one. That was his first miss from the line after making his first two. He's got 7 points to go along with six boards. And as we mentioned, that lead at four. And Chitapa for the second. That one not close.
Evangel, maybe this winds up being key, but Evangel only shooting 50% from the free throw line right now, 4 of 8.
It's already key. Caslin took a couple of dribbles and knocked down the three, and Butler County has cut the lead to just one. Dorr works against Caslin. They go 1-4, and they go inside, and what a great pass and a pretty move by Ben McCotty.
Remember how quickly Evangel has been able to put points on the board in this game.
Price, I don't think he's gotten off a shot this second.
I don't think so either. He's been awfully quiet, and there's a turnover.
Turned it over, threw it right to the Eagles. Dorr has it again as he sets the offense. Right baseline, White knocks down the three.
Again, how quickly Evangel can turn it. And that was just a two-man game between Dorr and White. Dorr penetrating to the left. He knew he had White over in the corner, and he hit him.
Wow, and how about the steal at midcourt and the finish? Goodness gracious. Kyron Tilley, and that is a jailbreaker fast break brought to you by Jailbreaker Chips. Flavor so good, it should be illegal. Cameron, it was just a blink of an eye ago that Butler County had cut the lead to one, and now
7-0 run in the last 41 seconds.
It is a 7-0 run. My math wasn't great. Carl Nathie.
Yes, sir. I'm here. I'm ready.
Come on. Let's go. Are you keeping up with all this?
I'm trying. It's hard. Time now for our BSN Sports Heart of the Game Award. We're going to give it to Harvey Wilkinson, a lifelong Lexington resident who's been coming here to the Bowie Sweet 16 since he was a little kid. And he's almost my age, a year younger, but we're not going to give that away. But it's been decades. Always a community-minded citizen, Harvey served for many years on the Fayette County School Board. Of course, that's a volunteer position. Harvey Wilkinson, our BSN Sports Heart of the Game Award winner. Dave?
Great choice, Carl. Harvey also a longtime employee out at Keeneland and been involved in a number of civic activities. And so, Evangel Christian now, they feel like they got it going, up eight. And they're coming out of this timeout in full court pressure. Trying to trap as soon as the dribble is picked up. And that one was almost stolen by Tilley. Ball batted out of bounds at the other end.
So quickly, Evangel responds and recovers from the pressure they put on, because they're trying to get, number one, Butler County hurried up in their press break, and they wind up getting him on the back tips and on the coming down and swatting the balls away.
Griffin inbounds to Rice. Price gave it back to him, and they're going to call an offensive foul. Crowd doesn't like it.
I mean, it was hard to tell from here, but McCotty looked like he was set. Of course, the block charge rules, they're different at every level you go. So, but that one looked like he was certainly set and standing there.
1 minute to go here in the third quarter as Dorr bounces across the midcourt line, guarded there by Caslin. Now he drives to the right wing, crosses over on the baseline, lost it, and here comes Price back the other way for Butler County. Fakes, goes up, and puts it in over top of White. He had really good defensive position, but that's the best look that Price has created in a long time.
I think in this entire quarter, maybe his first shot.
49-43, we're down to 30 seconds. Tilley gives it to Dorr. And Larry Miller stands up in front of the Evangel bench and says, one shot. So now Dorr is going to back it out.
And look like they're going three low, maybe with a high pick and roll coming here at the top of the key.
Guarded out there by Kaslin. Dribbles between his legs. Now 8 seconds. Seven. Here comes Dorr. Kaslin! Oh, my gosh! They tried to steal it from behind him. And what a play by Dorr as he was able to get the bucket. And Rice coming over to help is called for the foul.
I mean, a huge just turn of events right there at the end of this third quarter. Now, again, we've got last four field goals by Evangel. They are 4 for 4, including that one, and a chance to go to the free throw line and extend this lead back up to 8.
Dorr can't get it to go. Trying to come out of there with it, and with no luck is Lawson Rice. 3 by Kaslin, and that's the end of the third period of play. 51 for Evangel Christian, 43 for Butler County. We're headed to the fourth quarter here at the 2016 UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16, and we thank you for listening to the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Line X spray-in bed liners and Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64, Farmer Sharkey Exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Sweet 16 sponsors include First Federal Savings and Loan. Fans muscle into the fourth quarter with chocolate milk. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit thedairyalliance.com. My goodness, after these first three quarters, I can only imagine what number four is going to be like. But we're about to find out. Evangel Christian leads Butler County 51-43. And off the inbounds, they immediately go right to the rack. And that shot wouldn't fall for Tilly.
Tilly made that one a little bit harder than it needed to be. This is Price's time now. Price is the one that needs to get going for Butler County to get back in this.
Oh, and how about Lawson Rice? Put the ball on the deck, went up with the left hand, threw the contact, and he'll have the end one.
Or maybe Price can just be a distraction and everyone else on the team can get it done. Back to a six-point game.
There was a long discussion at the scorers table here between the third and fourth quarter. Larry Miller just wanted to check timeouts. Evangel Christian with 4 and Butler County with 3. And we still, of course, have the media timeout. And Rice knocks down that free throw to complete the three-point play. 51-46, Evangel over Butler County. Tilly hands off to White. Dorr now kind of playing the post at the free throw line.
Now remember Griffin, though, who's guarding Dorr. He is a tough player, very physical.
Now all of a sudden, that offense getting really stagnant, but boy, that'll help. What a tough turnaround by Davier White.
White's just a great shooter, nice little floater.
Price got tangled up, didn't turn it over, though. And with the right hand, once again, it's Lawson Rice. Rice with 15 now. Here's Dorr at the other end. Shoots it back out. Chitapa gives it back to Dorr. Free throw line jumper off the dribble, and it won't fall. Rebound inside. And that was Jema who got it, and he'll go to the line.
Jama has yet to shoot any foul shots this game, but overall, Evangel only 4 of 9, 44% from the foul line. They've given up at least 5 points that they may need coming down the stretch here as Butler County's not going away.
You know, you might wonder if Calvin Dockery at some point in time starts isolating some of these guys and going a little hack-a-shack maybe as they miss another one.
I mean, you look down, so you've got Tilly's, let's look at the foul, free throw set of 3 points stat. But you've got Tilly's 2 for 2, so he's made all. Chautauqua's 2 of 4. White, 0 of 2. Jama, 0 of 1. Door, 0 of 1.
And that one is in by Jama. And the margin back out to 6. 6:45 to play. Full court pressure by Evangel Christian. Butler County breaks it. DeWeese had it knocked away. And it'll remain Butler ball.
And that's where they're getting the turnovers. It's not necessarily from shooting the gaps down here. It is when Butler County breaks the press, but then now, just in chaos, they try to set up their offense. That's when you see Blue Shirt scooting down to get the turnovers.
Price coming off a high screen. Can't get it to fall off the right-hand dribble. Jama with a strong rebound. Dorr hustles into the front court. He had Jama underneath, but they couldn't get it to him. Now White looks, turns, right-handed jump shot, went way down and popped back out. And Price, the smallest guy in the court, with a rebound. Pass inside, and what a cut. DeWeese.
Price
got it from Lawson Rice.
Price has been a distraction. It's been everybody on this Butler County team except Price that has gotten it done so far in this fourth quarter.
Just under 6 minutes to go. Evangel Christian with the ball, and their lead now 4. Ball gets away, dive on the floor. Does somebody get a timeout? No. They say it's a held ball. Calvin Dockery is some kind of hot. He was trying to call timeout from the Butler County bench, but everybody was at the other end of the court.
How on earth were they going to hear him? That one rule that still bothers me. On the court is where timeout should come from, not from the coaches. Especially in situations like that.
But what I'm saying is even if it...
No, I know.
The coach wasn't anywhere where one of the refs could hear him.
But he's calling for it, and by rule, he's allowed to call for it, but the officials aren't where they can hear him, then he doesn't get the call.
And that ball is just a turnover. It got away from Griffin on the speed dribble, and that is what you would call an unforced error. Dorr's going to walk it up now. Trailing 54-50 with 5:35 to go.
Looks like Evangel, I don't know. I don't know if they're trying to run a little clock, but they're not being as aggressive offensively, trying to set something up here. Still plenty of time in this game.
I don't know whether it's a clear out or they're looking for something specific.
I think maybe they're just trying not to force anything bad, but at the same time, that's when easy turnovers can happen.
Boy, that was a tough pass from Chautauqua. That was a set play, but they gave it to him in a tough spot. Now they kick it back out, and the three-pointer won't fall for Tilly. And it's Butler County basketball.
Look, it's 5:05 left in the go. You're up 4 points, Evangel Christian. What's got you up those 4 points? Granted, it's a lot of turnovers and easy, fast break points, but you've also hit some great half-court offense and making some great shots. That's what they need to continue to do.
Back come the Bears. Pull-up jumper at the free throw line won't fall. Rice had his own rebound for a minute. And back at the other end, that ball too far for Chautauqua.
Smart play by Chautauqua that time, just to pull that back out and not try to force a bad shot. All of his momentum was leading him out of bounds. He was able to contain the ball and then slowed up, pull it back out, and wound up getting fouled by Price.
If you're talking about what has gotten Evangel Christian out to those leads when they can, I think it's been the press.
Yeah. No, it has. It absolutely has been the press. That's led to those runs we've talked about, 6-0 run, 8-0 run. But they've also, in the half court, especially White. White has been kind of the key to them offensively in the half court, hitting threes, hitting fadeaways.
Dorr drives on Caslin. He muscled it in, got it to go, and he'll have a chance to complete the three-point play.
And that time, Evangel had a clear out, basically. I mean, there's nobody in the lane almost for either team, and Dorr was able to get in there, get fouled, and get the call and the basket.
Caslin pleading with the referee, pleading his case that it was a palm.
Well, in my experience, that doesn't work very much.
No, that's because you're anti-referee. Timeout taken by Larry Miller on the Evangel Christian bench. The Eagles lead Butler County 57-50, 4:31 to play on the Morgan & Morgan Radio Network.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Hey, we're your muscles.
How you doing?
How are you? We love how you work us out.
Feels great, deltoid.
Right, triceps. After working out, we need fuel, and scientists say the best sports drink to replenish us muscles is chocolate milk. Chocolate milk has the perfect ratio of carbohydrates to protein, plus riboflavin, vitamin D, calcium.
Costs less, tastes better.
So, what's the best sports drink?
Chocolate milk.
Okay, let's arm wrestle.
Milk, a part of everything that's good. From your Southland dairy farmer families.
This sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop. Return, refresh, refuel. In the Butler County huddle, Coach Calvin Dockery and his staff telling their team, hey, we need to get stops on defense. Then on offense, run our stuff. Take high percentage shots. No need to panic. 4:31 left in the game. Lots of energy meantime in the Evangel Christian huddle with Coach Larry Miller. And they're upbeat right at this point. Dave?
Thanks, Carl. 4:27 to go here in the fourth period of play. And Butler County with a basketball, running that weave out front. Price has it now. He dribbles left of the key, launched a three off the dribble, and it was really short. Caslin on the other side, though, has been outstanding. He's got 13 now, and he's 3 of 6 from outside the arc.
I think Price got hit on that 3-2. That could easily have been a three-point play the other way. As far as, not the other way, but he could have gone to the foul line for 3 shots.
I think the officiating has been very consistent, which is all you can ask. But they have let him play.
Yep.
Butler County with a steal. Price gets it back from Rice. Goes up, draws the contact, and now he will. I'm not sure whether he will or not. They may call that on the ground. And they are going to call it out of bounds.
But again, good for Price to force that contact. I mean, he's making something happen here.
Chitapa called for that foul. And that's just the first foul of the period against Evangel Christian. Other way! Blow the layup! My goodness!
But all blue shirts underneath. This is the Butler County late to get back and respond to that quick turnover by Evangel.
Chitapa just missed a bunny, but Dorr was there. And he's another guy that's 15 points on 7 of 14 shooting. And now another Butler County turnover. The Bears have turned it over 13 times. And Evangel Christian just 10. Now that was their 14th turnover. Dorr has it. The lead is 6. Approaching 3 to play. And nothing going there as Tilly got bumped. Thought there was a foul. No call behind the back. Rice just really out of control.
It's gotten very, very physical the last few plays.
It's gotten physical. And I don't want to use the term sloppy, but I mean, if somebody could just ratchet it down a little bit, right? So we have reached our media timeout here in the fourth period. It's Evangel Christian 59, Butler County 53, 2:58 to play. We're coming right back on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Corsair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Corsair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Corsair kids like me.
Will you help a Corsair kid today? Visit Corsair.org.
Hey there, this is Melissa Jenkins, biology teacher at Round County Senior High School and the Kentucky Education Association's Teacher of the Year. The only thing cooler than making my students excited about biology is being able to make a difference in their lives that will last long after they leave school. The fact is, all educators are difference makers. Show them you value them. Go to KEA.org and nominate them for KEA's Difference Maker of the Month. That's KEA.org. Trust me, a little recognition makes a big difference.
UK Healthcare Orthopedic Surgery and Sports Medicine is the official healthcare provider of the KHSAA and the Sweet 16 tournaments.
.256 to play. And it's Evangel Christian leading Butler County 59-53. Cam, you were just looking at stats during the break, and steals and turnovers telling the story.
Yeah, not 11 steals for Evangel, only 4. Turnovers relatively, well, 10 to 15 in favor of Evangel. But, yeah, 11 steals for Evangel, and they've scored almost, it seems about just about all of those steals.
That's 7 possessions, and then you look at the 5 differential in turnovers. That's 12 extra possessions for Evangel Christian. Here's Dorr, and Lawson Rice came out of there gimpy. He tripped on somebody or rolled his ankle, and he's still trying to walk it off right now.
Well, the frustrating thing for Evangel is because of Lawson's injury, because he was in immense pain immediately. Now it's just kind of walking off. But it was basically 5-on-4 for Evangel. They wound up throwing the ball away.
Boy, and there was a defensive challenge. I thought that Chitapa had knocked it into backcourt, but they say he committed the foul on Price.
Well, again, there was a lot of physical bumping going on between he and Price right here. But as you said, it let him get pretty physical here in this fourth quarter. Maybe trying to just get more control over it, as you said, trying not to let him get sloppy.
Ball on the deck. There's a drive, and that was a wild shot for Griffin.
Don't let White get open.
He's hit 4 or 5 from outside the arc. And now they reset things out top.
I kind of like that, though, by White, because he had an open three if he wanted to take it. But, again, maybe running a little clock. But, again, Evangel can't get to the point where that's all they're doing.
Oh, my gosh. And Dorr drove through 3 people and then muscled it in over Lawson Rice. Dorr has been fabulous. Here's Caslin. And I don't think he's missed from outside today. Maybe 1 or 2, but, man, has he been solid.
5 of 9 from the field, Caslin is. 3 of 6.
Yeah.
4 of 7, excuse me, just updated. 4 of 7 three-point line, so you were close. He's hit 4.
61-56, Evangel Christian leads Butler County. Butler County taking a timeout with 1:52 to play, and that gives us an opportunity to check in with Carl Navy.
Well, Dave, you were talking about it with the stats, and it's made its way to the huddle for Butler County and their coach, because he's telling them, hey, we got to take care of the ball and execute. Every time that Evangel Christian's made a run, it's because of our turnovers. If we take care of the basketball, we can win this thing. 1:52 to go, 61 Evangel Christian, 56 Butler County. Let's see what happens. Back to Cameron and Dave.
A 5-point game, and yet for Evangel, 15-6 in points off turnovers. So it's 15 right. Points for Evangel off turnovers.
Was talking and listening to Coach Snapp on the Zoom the other day, the Newport coach, who we'll see tonight. And he was talking about the fact that he believed one of the most important things for his guys was to determine what the officials were going to do. You know, whether you think it's a foul or not,
yeah.
Once you know how they're going to call it, you got to adjust to it. And I think what's happened with Butler County is that they have continued to drive and do the things they've done all season, and today they're not getting the calls.
Yeah, I think...
And that doesn't mean they're wrong.
Right. I think a lot of it, too, is just the way Evangel... I mean, early in this game, you saw a lot of pretty clean play leading to easy turnovers for Evangel. I mean, the turnover barrage hasn't just been in this half or this quarter. It's been pretty much the whole game. And, again, leading to 15 points for Evangel. So when you get down to these moments where you start to see a lot more physical, the pressure starts to rise, you see a lot more... I'd say griping about the calls, but it seems to be called fairly easily, evenly both ways.
White inbounds, and they immediately fouled Dorr. And did you notice nobody was guarding him?
Inbounds?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay, just one extra man guarding someone out here. But here's the question now. We're going to the line.
Yes.
Dorr is one of two today from the free throw line. Overall, Evangel 50%, 6 of 12. And just one other stat to throw in on the other side for Butler County, 5 of 19 from the three-point line, 26%.
And Larry Miller talked about the fact earlier this week, and he talked about it before the game, that everybody on Butler County's roster had shot for the season over 35% from the three-point line, as Dorr makes them both.
Well, today it's just Castlin that's 4 of 7 from the three-point line. No one else. Well, DeWeese is 1 of 2.
And that's the reason right there. That was just a long, long force. And at the other end, Chautauqua makes them pay.
Again, Evangel picking up full court. They're still putting the pressure on Butler County.
They get it back inside, up and under, and it won't go for Rice. And there's a whistle.
Great job by DeWeese that time just to follow that shot. Got fouled. He's going to go to the line for two with the clock stopped.
Yeah.
9-point game. Evangel leads. But again, let's see. I mean, again, 125. We already saw that Butler County was immediately fouling. And let's go back to that stat. Free throws for Evangel. 8 of 14 now, 57%. But Butler County's got to hit their foul shots as well as DeWeese misses his first.
Gemma comes back in and replaces Mukati. And DeWeese with a second, and he missed that one. Nothing but blue shirts on the inside. And they're going to call a foul and a rebound on Lawson Rice. We've talked about attendance. Had 14,000 last night. And here in this first session this afternoon, Cam, 11,061. And I think folks have seen some excellent, well-played basketball and competitive basketball.
You and I've had some two good games that we've called. Again, not that we've called two good games.
We have gotten to watch
two great games. I think a lot of people were picking Butler County coming in this game, but I think a lot of people
didn't know about Evangel Christian.
Well, again, 37 students, K through 12, got about a third of them out here on this court right now. A third of their high school is playing basketball at the Sweet 16, and looks like they're getting ready to go to the second round if they can keep hitting their foul shots. But again, I think a lot of people expected Ty Price to have a big game, and he has just not been able to get much to fall today.
Chautauqua hit the first but missed the second, and now here comes Price, and he's fouled from behind. I know he's frustrated. I get that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you look at you talked about those numbers for Caslin. I mean, he's the guy that's taking the best shots.
Yeah.
He had tried to force.
And again, I hate saying this because, again, you can't do anything about your size. And Ty has obviously overcome his size all year long by averaging 30 points a game and being the fourth highest scorer in the state. But Evangel just, I mean, from their point from 1 through 5, Evangel's just got the height advantage
right
on him.
Price gets that free throw to go.
Let's not exactly give this game away yet to Evangel. 9 points, 118 left. Butler County's going to be fouling now. We've already seen that happen. And Evangel not exactly shooting great from the foul line. They've steadily increased it, but still 56% from the foul line overall.
And that one rolls in, and it's 66-58. White now trying to get it in. I thought he was going to call timeout, but he didn't. He got it in. And a foul was committed on the inbounds pass by Griffin.
So that's Tilly that's going to go to the line. He's shot two foul shots. He's made both of them. He's only 3 of 12 on the game, though, from the field. 0 of 4 from the three-point line, but he has hit his two foul shots. See if he can hit these two big ones.
Tilly dribbles and misses the first.
So if Tilly misses this one, we're coming back to an 8-point game with a dangerous three-point shooting team. They not shot the ball well, Butler County, from the three-point line in this game, but they can. We talked about Castle, what he's done. And Price, I don't care what kind of game he's had, he's dangerous.
Once again, Evangel hits 1 of 2. And wow, there's another tough miss from Price. White on the back door. Great spacing, great passing by Evangel Christian, and that just might do it. Under a minute to play. Both teams still on the floor.
Looked like
Caslin
a foul.
Caslin really diving there.
Yeah, I think there's a foul.
And dove on top of Dorr. And let's hope that's just a cramp. Because if it's not a cramp, you've got three non-doctors out there working on it.
That's a great point.
If it's not a cramp, you're getting the wrong diagnosis.
Yeah, finally just saying, all right, get out of here. Let's get somebody who knows what they're doing. Because I'm not sure. He was kind of holding, kind of wincing like it was a cramp. What are we waiting on here?
I'm not either. He tried to bend his foot back.
What are we waiting on as far as...
Somebody's coming out. And Larry Miller, I'm not kidding you now, okay? Now, do you see what he's got? Do you see what he's got?
What, Gatorade?
He's got a jar of pickle juice.
That's cramps. Well,
at least he thinks it is.
Well, he's ready to go with it, though, isn't he? Here's the question, though. Yeah, it's cramps. It's exactly cramps. They're stretching him out. Boy, Larry Miller came prepared with the pickle juice strong, didn't he? I don't think I have ever seen a coach come out on the court with some pickle juice like he knows what is needed. He knew what was needed immediately.
I mean, I'll tell you, in this tournament, if anybody's packing pickle juice, it's Larry Miller.
I thought for a moment he was just over there drinking pickle juice. That was his drink of choice during this pressure-packed Sweet 16 game.
I bet he was packing pickle juice when he coached Troy McKinley up at Simon Kent. He's been at it a long, long time.
You still got me going. I hate laughing. This kid out here in pain, but it is cramps. He'll get over that.
Oh, no, because you can see his calf.
Oh, he's in pain.
Oh,
it's tight.
It is completely locked up.
Absolutely. But you put your mind about four non-doctors out here working on it. That was good.
I'm telling you, I bet Carl Nathie has pickle juice with him, too. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Furniture World Superstore, proud to sponsor Sweet 16 Basketball on 96.3 FM, WIVY, Moorhead.
About time to... Everybody's got these guns now. You seen those things?
Oh, yeah, the
treat your sore muscles.
The therapy guns? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I happened to walk in the officials' room yesterday to check some things before the first game.
Yeah.
I thought I was at Churchill Downs. It smelled like liniment, and everybody in there had the therapy gun that they were trying to get themselves loose before the game started.
Well, here's the thing. Larry Miller brought the pickle juice out, but he didn't give it to the kid.
That's because he's drinking it.
That's what I'm starting to think here. You got the trainer came out, worked on him for, what, about 3 or 4 minutes. She's over there smiling.
Let's see if they go to pickle juice
now. The manager at the end of the court holding up the jar of pickle juice.
This actually gives...
There we go. This is science right here, Dave. This gives, is actual science. And I mean that seriously.
This gives Tom Stevens and Dick Farmer a chance to go out and sell the official pickle juice provider of the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Trice rattles it home.
Trice has come in and given some big minutes to Evangel. He's not played a lot, but boy, they have needed him to come in and give some blows to some of the other guys.
For a little man, he has played some big minutes.
And those are two big foul shots he just nailed as well. Played a total of 10 minutes in this game.
71-58. We're under a minute after that long delay. Pull up off the break. No good. And Mukati.
Again, just the long arms of Evangel overall. Mukati that time. Just an advantage.
I don't think Butler County's going to foul. They may go for a steal, but I don't think they're going to foul. White kicks it to Trice. We're under 30 seconds to go. And the lead at 71-58, and I don't think there's going to be a foul. So Butler County's season, it has been outstanding as they get the turnover. Price couldn't get that one to go, and that's been the story of the night as Lawson Rice sticks it back in. And now the clock comes to an end. And Evangel Christian will move on to the quarterfinal round as they beat Butler County by a score of 71-60. Caslin had 16, Rice had 19 for Butler County. Dorr, 21 points for Evangel Christian. Chautauqua and White. Chautauqua had 10. White had 18. And the Eagles improve to 29-6. And an outstanding game, but at the end of the day, a little too much Evangel, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, again, Butler County, I think, came in wildly picked to win this game, but Evangel has come up strong.
And now, Carl Nathie.
All right, we're with Christian Doerr. He is our Blue Oval SK Electrifying Player of the Game, and I know you're a little sore, seemed to cramp up there at the end, but you had a great game, 21 points, and you move on to the next round.
Man, we envision this every day, and we just know that one game down, we got three more to go. That's how we look at it.
All right, congratulations.
Appreciate it.
We'll let him get some treatment for that cramp. Christian Doerr, our electrifying player of the game, presented by Blue Oval SK. Learn about electrifying the future at BlueOvalSK.com. Final score, Evangel Christian 71, Butler County 60. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too. At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
This is Caleb Stagg, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
For fill-ups and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
What makes Whittaker Bank uniquely Kentucky? With a wide range of products and services, we are here to provide you friendly, expert service for all your banking needs. This is Lisa Kidd, the Area Operations Officer in Moorhead. As part of your community, we are committed to building solid, long-term relationships. Stop by or give us a call at 606-784-8966. Let us show you what uniquely Kentucky means. Whittaker Bank, uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Moorhead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Moorhead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Moorhead State University.
Sweet 16 sponsors include First National Bank.
We're back at Rupp Arena in downtown Lexington, where Evangel Christian has beaten Butler County by a count of 71-60. And time now to present our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power Rebounder of the game, and we're going to give that to Justin Caslin from Butler County. Appears to me that he led all rebounders with 10. He also shot 4 of 7 from three-point land. But he is our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power Rebounder of the game. Did you know that beef is packed with 10 essential nutrients? A 3-ounce serving of beef has 25 grams of protein. And, Cameron, as you just look at numbers, I mean, there was more rebounding for Butler County to do because they had more missed shots, and some of them were, I get it, it's both teams' first time here, but, you know, some ill-advised shots, I think, proved to be their undoing.
I think Ty Price came out. Look, fourth leading scorer in the state, 30 points per game, comes out obviously, not that he wants to, because he really didn't up until the fourth quarter really start taking any bad shots. He certainly did in the fourth, but trying to, you know, fight his team's way back into this game. but at the same time, just couldn't get them to fall. And sometimes that's just what happens. You've got great scorers, great players like Ty Price, and the ball just will not go in no matter what you do. And then you add to the fact that Evangel, at every turn, had the height advantage and the stretch and length advantage on him. I mean, they constantly had hands in his face and played him tough the entire 36 minutes.
We will also tell you that our KEA difference maker of the game is Davier White from Evangel Christian. Man, what a game he had. He had 18 points, 7-11 from the field. He was 4-5 from outside the line. He did miss both free throws, but he had 6 rebounds, Cam.
Yeah, and I think that 4-5 from the three-point line is what. Not only that, but you remember a couple of times, Dave, I mean, he had some sweet fadeaway jumpers that he hit. I mean, just backed his man in. Looked like a Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant type player in those moments. But then is able to even come back a step beyond that three-point line and pick his shots well. 7 of 11 overall, 4 of 5 from the three-point line. Missed his foul shots, but then gathered 6 rebounds.
And that's the KEA difference maker of the game. Did you know that the average amount a teacher spends on their own classroom is $500 a year in out-of-pocket expenses? Let's go back and check in with Larry Miller back in the interview room.
Well, first off, who's here from Morgantown? Anybody, Butler County Rider here? I'd like to say hats off to Butler County. They played hard, extremely hard, extremely well coached, really, really great program, and they're all juniors. So, they'll be back. They'll be back next year. I think we really happy for these young guys that they're in the Elite Eight. I don't know how many teams there are in Kentucky, 350, whatever, but there's only 8 of them left. And everybody left has also got a really good basketball team. We shot it better than I thought we shot it. We shot 50% from the field, and we got beat on the boards, which I think was a credit to Butler County's aggressiveness, and that's something we got to fix. But Christian drove the ball at the end of the game, did a great job on that, and Davier had a superior game from the floor outside, and a big key to this game. Christian said it to the locker room, the other guys on the team. Isaiah just did a tremendous job on Ty Price, who's a great player. And he's done it every game all year. Anytime we play a great player, he's been able to shut him down. So that was a big key for us tonight.
And that's Evangel Christian head coach Larry Miller. Much happier than he was when he went off the court at halftime as his Eagles beat Butler County 71-60. We're taking a break and coming back to Rupp Arena after this.
The undisputed champion of beef jerky, Mingy Beef Jerky. It's made right here in Paris, Kentucky. Mingy Beef Jerky, no wonder people refer to it as the best beef jerky on the planet. It's all natural beef jerky packed with protein. There's no preservatives, no nitrates, and it's hand cut from a solid piece of beef. Pick up a fresh bag at your local convenience store or order online at MingyBeefJerky.com. Mingy Beef Jerky, we love your game, you love this jerky.
Behind every slam dunk, there's a strategy. Same goes for safe digging. Whether you're breaking ground in your backyard or at the job site, Kentucky 811 is here to help. Make safety part of your strategy by submitting a locate request online at Kentucky811.org or by dialing 811. So you can play it safe with underground utilities. It's free and it's the law. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Kentucky 811, proud sponsor of the KHSAA.
Hi, sweetheart, it's Dad. I'm here at UK Healthcare with Mom and Dr. Veda. Just wanted to let you know that
I'm in remission.
Dr. Veda says her scans look great. Seems like that trial treatment worked. She'll have to come in for follow-ups, but for now we're in the clear. We'll celebrate soon. Just wanted to let you know right away. Love you.
Love you.
When the stakes are highest, we'll be here. UK Healthcare, the power of advanced medicine.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
71-60, Evangel Christian beats Butler County. Cameron Mills, Evangel Christian will play the winner between Pulaski County and Trinity. Both really good teams, but I think Evangel Christian is going to be very difficult to handle.
I was going
to
say, not even looking at the bracket, but I mean, they remind me, obviously without the 7'1" Moreno, but they remind me a lot of that Great Crossing team
right.
we saw play last night. Very athletic, smart with the basketball, and again, they go on those runs, crazy runs. I mean, quick runs. I mean, how many times we saw that, what was that one stat, an 8-0 run in 45 seconds? I mean, just quick with the ball because they're turning, in this case, Butler County over. And those points off turnovers, man, they extend those leads. Butler County, to their credit, fought back even without the powerhouse of Price's 30 points right. per game. They didn't have that, but they were still in this game up until maybe the last 3 or 4 minutes.
Listen, I'm going to tell you. They were going back and forth so fast, and I was turning my neck in both directions. I'm going back to get some pickle juice for Larry Miller as soon as we finish this show.
Still, the mere fact he came out now, because he knew, right? He knew that's what was, I mean, from the bench he could tell what was going on, which tells me, all right, this kid has had cramps all year long.
But listen, it's just like in the winter, right? You keep a shovel, a blanket, and cat litter in your car. And
I don't know about cat litter.
When you come to a basketball game, you bring pickle juice.
What's the cat litter for?
In case you get stuck, it's like
you
get traction.
Brilliant.
And Cameron,
I'm an idiot.
Cameron drives
I don't know
a truck. Cameron drives a truck. We're coming back to wrap things up in a minute. The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug. It really feels good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agents like me, Charlotte Mullins, are right here in Moorhead to help you select the right protection at the right price. I will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. With me as your agent, it's easy to make the right choice. Just call me. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Now's the time to save even more green at 3.5 Sisters Consignments. Get 50% off on all green tagged items, 50% off on all dresses and skirts, 50% off on all children's clothing and shoes. There's a $5 rack of jeans and slacks, plus there's huge markdowns on all vests, jackets, coats, cardigans, boots, and 3 totes of handbags. That's 3.5 Sisters Consignments, 236 West 1st Street in Moorhead, open 10 to 5 Monday through Friday and 10 to 4 Saturday.
Smart food shoppers know quality, convenience, and value. And that's what you'll always find when shopping at Allen's IGA. USDA fresh store ground beef from Round, especially priced for just $4.99. Honeycrisp apples are only $1.49 a pound. And 2 bottles of Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce is just $3. That's right, 2 bottles of Sweet Baby Ray's for only $3. Don't miss these specially priced grocery items at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead.
IGA.